America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
The following is an at-will presentation.
Welcome to a special mini-sode edition of The Secret Room. We're on a break as we prepare Season 2, but we wanted to check in with everyone, say hey, give you proof of life, and assure you we haven't thrown away the key. And we can't just not post anything. That's really hard. Hey, Dahlia.
Hey, Ben.
How's it going?
You know, I'm just sitting here, chilling in Jersey.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm just sitting here, chilling in D.C. What do you think of that?
I don't know.
How's hiatus been?
It's been good. You know, we're still working on Season 2, getting it ready and everything.
Yeah, we've been on hiatus for a little while, but we're back with a special Secret Room minisode.
Guys, you might remember Season 1, Episode 7. Ben and I went to the Whisper Gallery in Grand Central Station.
Yeah, the Whisper Gallery is a place where you can whisper into one corner of a room and somebody on the other side can hear you very clearly.
It's a great place to collect secrets, and that's just what we did.
Yeah.
And we have a few more for you.
We do. So let's take a listen.
We're asking people to anonymously share a secret for our show. You guys have
sure, yeah.
Okay, great. What's your secret?
When I was a sophomore in college, I threw a party in my dad's basement. He found all the evidence, and I think I denied it pretty successfully.
Who did you blame it on?
We were working out, so we had to rearrange everything downstairs.
Did he ever find out?
I don't think so. Not to this day. Unless he's listening now.
Okay. It could be something funny. It could be...
Okay. What is your secret?
I lost a diamond ring that my dad got for my mom when I was younger, and I never told anyone, and she thinks she just misplaced it.
Where did you lose it?
In my room. I was looking at it. I thought it was so cool, and I was putting it on my finger, and I just dropped it and didn't know where it went. I don't know if it slipped through a crack or something, but I never found it.
Do you want to know something?
Yes.
The same thing happened to me.
Did it?
I'm totally serious. I was playing with my mom's engagement ring in the backyard when I was about 3. It got lost in the lawn.
Oh, no.
I know. Only difference is she knows.
I don't know which one's better.
We're bonded.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, tell me your secret.
My family doesn't like mushrooms, or they don't think they do. And for years now, decades at this point, I have been secretly cutting up mushrooms very, very, very small in large quantities for their meals, but only the ones they really love. And it turns out that the meals they love the most, they can't figure out the secret ingredient, and it's mushrooms. But if they knew that, they'd never eat it again. So I can never tell them that they've been eating the food they hate most for decades now.
Do you have an anonymous secret you could share with me?
Are you taping me right now?
I can be.
You can be. You might be. What kind of secret are you going to ask me about?
Some people say, like, one time this guy, he took some gum off the floor and fed it to his friend's dog.
Oh, all right. One time I was walking outside my building, I saw $60 lying on the ground, and I just picked it up. I didn't even look around or bother to see if it was anybody's.
A secret.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yesterday, my grandmother found a bag of condoms, and I told her it was Laffy Taffy's.
There you go.
Oh my God. Did she believe it?
No, she didn't believe it, though.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if she knows what it was, but she knows it was a candy, though.
My mom still thinks I'm a virgin.
Okay. Good one. And how old are you?
20.
have a tattoo of my grandma's name on my chest, and she told me not to get it.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
That's a really good one. You guys are great.
We are trying to collect secrets for our show.
Okay. When do I say it?
You can go anytime.
I told someone that I'm their friend, and I'm not.
It's okay.
I'm a bitch.
One time, this one I'm actually taking to the grave with me. When I was in seventh grade, we would do like video club and do morning announcements. And I was kicked off the video club live on air because I threw an airplane into someone that was working the camera, and the camera fell over and broke while we were airing for the whole school. And I haven't told anyone, so like I'm never gonna tell my mom or anything like that. I'm still very embarrassed about it.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know.
And now the world.
I'm trying to think of one that doesn't make me sound slutty.
No, nothing totally.
Makes
if you
sound
have a bloody
silly
one, that'd be great.
Damn, I don't know.
We have to tell us about how many.
Okay, what's your other season?
Okay. So when I was in high school, I used to bake cakes because, like, cakes are delicious. So I would bake these cakes, and my mom would go to work in the morning while we were still getting ready for school. And after she would leave, I would eat, like, a huge hunk of cake. So, like, I'm talking like a quarter of the cake would be in my mouth, and it was delicious. And breakfast, nutritious, eggs, flour, milk. And so she would get home like 2 days later and half the cake would be gone. And she'd be like, what happened to this cake? And I had two older brothers, so I'd blame it on them. And my mom always believed it and would yell at them for eating cake. But meanwhile, it was me the entire time. I ate the cake.
And your brothers never turned you in?
They were just like, I don't know what you're talking about. And that's what they said every single time they got in trouble. So that was the end of the story.
Hey, we're getting a little publicity during our summer break, Dahlia. So it's a perfect time for new listeners to go binge on our older epis.
Here's a little teaser for what new listeners can go back and listen to in the secret room. Oh, and season's secret room addicts, keep the feed alive. We have some great surprises in store for you.
But it was never anything direct. It was more like, oh, like, you know, we should go grab a drink, or you've been working really hard and I know you're not going to this conference, but maybe you should come because I got a second bed and you can just stay in the room, or like grabbing my hand in the hallway.
I was being impulsive and ridiculous and out of control, but I felt like I really wanted to go to Vegas. And then I was already in Vegas, and then I was already in the wedding chapel. So I thought, might as well go through with it now. I've come this far.
And got to her apartment, the door closed, and within like 2 minutes, she was completely naked right in front of me. It was really fun. It was really great to just be like, you, I want to have sex with you. Let's go have sex and just start. First time I'd done that.
How many winks do you have?
I've been on the site for like 2 seconds and I have zero.
I have 8 so far.
What? Come on. You guys have it easy.
Ooh.
Really, seriously, you have all that attention already?
Yeah.
I have nothing. Zero. I don't even have your message. Maybe they're all being
this
blocked.
Guy has muscles.
And he'd say, who was it? And I'd say, I don't know. And he'd say, was it a man? And I would say, yes. And he would say, did he have an accent? And I would say no, but still, you know, he'd be uneasy for the rest of the night.
And crown thy good with brotherhood, Francie, to shining sea.
So that's our mini show for this week.
Yeah, we're keeping the feed alive. And we're working hard on some surprises for you that we're going to send down the feed before the next season starts.
I see how it is. You just wanted to say it yourself. Got it. Okay.
We were just talking off the cuff.
Everybody, just stay subscribed. I promise it'll be worth it. And What's the other thing I was supposed to say?
Do we need to script this thing out?
No, I think that was cute.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, such a disaster.
How is this a disaster?
We're so out of practice.
Thanks, BMC.
This really sucks.
Ben told me to be really serious.
Because you wouldn't be serious unless I told you to be, right?
Thanks, BMC, for the music. If you want to share secrets, we're still at www.thesecretroompodcast.com.
You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Hampod, and that's with two M's.
Everybody knows it's two M's.
Yeah, well, maybe there's some new listeners. I have a feeling there are.
Yeah, on my feed, which is at Delia Beta. And please tweet me, because sometimes I get lonely.
Yeah.
What's the other thing? Well, there's something else we say.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pod on.